4HKX Mobile.
Adrian, 10-0-GR.
How are you, Miss Bernice, today?
Oh, just fine. Frog hair split three ways. Can you beat that?
Fine. Considering they don't have any hair.
You just haven't been to Kansas.
Through it. That's about it.
Not an expert on these frogs, but I'll let it go at that. I never lied to you, Patrick. I might vericate a slight bit, but never lie. Well, I'm just downstairs and cleaning my .222 rifles. And I did something I've never done before, and one of them was sitting here next to my CW key, and it slid over. And I just sighted them in yesterday. Made me sick. I hope it landed on soft, pretty soft stuff here. But I've never dropped a firearm like. Of course, it was unloaded, no clip in it or nothing. But I'm just getting ready to clean it, and I had a friend of mine up there, you know very well, took care of the trigger in it the other day. And I bought a new hammer and a set of springs and sear or something, I don't know, whatever goes into the center of it, and he took care of it for me. Boy, it's a lot better than it was. It was just a cheapie. Both of them are. An old Remington 597. But it's my long range one, and the other one's just a 10-22 for short range. And they work quite well. At any rate, so when I get done cleaning, I gotta go up and dirty it up and make sure that it still held its zero. I'm not so sure of that, but we'll have to see.
Gotta make one or two shots to know if it's back on target or not.
You ain't 73 years old. I hope you're right. Well, I just come back downstairs. I think I need a nap, but I can't do that. I got work to do. I smelled this beautiful smell coming from upstairs, and I went up there, and sure enough, just like a bird dog, Miss Bernice had made me some homemade bread, us some homemade bread, and it just come out of the oven, so we buttered some up. Smelled like my grandma's back when I was a little boy, and she made Parker House rolls. So I had a couple of slices of that and some of her homemade summer sausage, and I believe I'll survive till dinner time now.
Good thing I just left the restaurant eating lunch, or you'd be killing me right now.
It was to kill for. It was a 10++. And her summer sausage is always good, especially with some of that 4-year-old Wisconsin cheddar cheese the kids send us now and then from up there. My son-in-law's hunting deer up there this next week.
What I'll be doing around the house next week, too, is sitting in the woods trying to gather me up something like that.
There you are. Roger. Well, sounds like a lot of fun, I'll tell you. Just being out there in the timber is like going fishing. It's better than any day at work, and it's so peaceful and nice. I just love to look at pictures off. The neighbors got game cameras, and I look at those now and then, and I got one out there, and it's just pretty to see. See, this time there was 3 or 4 raccoons, 2 possums, and a big old alley cat, a bobtail alley cat. Boy, it's huge. And I put some remainders of a rotisserie chicken down there. And there was a fox. And you don't see them as often, but they're kind of slick to see them.
see them around much anymore, but when you do, it's nice to see them, the red-tailed foxes around here.
Dead the other day on the Lake Cunningham Bridge. That's a dirty shame, but the traffic's increased so much up here, it's incredible. And right now, with Christmas around, I don't even like to go out. We went out last night and took some food down to our daughter. She's been very, very sick. And she was in bed, but she's doing a lot better. They can't seem to find out what's the matter with her. They think it's intestinal, you know, in the insides. But I don't know how they couldn't have found it, as many tests as they've done, but the gastro doctors still seems to think that it's gastrointestinal. And she ain't never sick. Yeah, it just tears us up. Because ain't a dang thing you can do to help.
The worst part about seeing family sick is there's nothing you can do to help them. That's always the toughest part for me.
Emergency room three times in the last, about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. In the middle of the night, I'll tell you what, she went to that St. Francis Bond Secure, and she never said anything like this about the hospital, but I wouldn't take my dog down there after hearing that, down there by, oh, it's down by that big Batewood complex, and they did a CT scan finally, and then when they got done, they said, well, you'll have to leave, and she said, well, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Couldn't you wait till I call my husband and get him to come and get me? In fact, I'd like to wait just a little bit and sit here. And they said, nope, you got to go. You know, and some of the other things they did to her was incredibly rude. So highly don't recommend them.
The last 2 years have been a real strain on our medical system, and I'm sure they're at their wit's end, and tempers are flaring everywhere, and can't do this and can't do that, but it's still no reason to treat people when they're in need of help like that. It's just not good for anybody.
I understand that, and you're quite correct, but rudeness is unexcusable in a case like that. And she said, how about a wheelchair? No, you'll just have to walk out. And I'd never heard that before. Every time I was ever released from a hospital, you have to let them take you out in the wheelchair, even if you're capable of walking out.
I don't know. Things are changing in our world around us, that's for sure. And not necessarily for the better.
USL. This is NGLTR. Well, on a happier note, it's a beautiful day, a little crisp, 53 degrees, and 8 mile an hour out of the northeast, and unfortunately, I think this is the day that of the funeral up there at Chad's, and I heard from him yesterday, and he's doing okay, but Chris's mom passed, you know, and I think that was set for today, but I'm not positive. And then Dave announced that Robert, anyways, is in bad shape now. Got some lung problems last night on the net. And he's a real nice fella. He just lives across the lake over here from us. Really saddened to hear that, because I didn't even know he'd been sick. This is Gerald Taylor.
KO4 HGX. Yeah, I heard him announce that earlier this week, and then again last night. I haven't met him, I haven't talked to him on the radio that I know of, but you've been hearing a lot of people getting sick lately, and not necessarily with COVID.
It's not COVID, according to what Dave said, like WR8RW. Anyways, I went in last night about 11 o'clock and looked that up, and I'm going to send him a card over there. But they Dave said last night to put him on a ventilator. That's a bad thing. I've been there and done that, and that's no fun at all.
Having to use, I think he said 40 liters of oxygen, which is a tremendous amount.
Mine, it's been so many years ago, it wasn't a ventilator, but they come in every day and hook this machine up to me for respiratory therapy of some kind. I was in a thoracic ward, and they hook that sucker up to you, and it feel like it was going to blow your chest up, and it blowed in medicine at the same time, but that's different than, so I haven't been on a ventilator. But I've been real close to croaking four times. I fooled him though, old Patrick.
Still around here and terrorizing Miss Bernice over there.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the luckiest guy in the world. Well, I got a text coming in, and I'll bet it's from the daughter, Patrick. So I better let you go. And I got on... Oh, gloves, medical gloves. Whenever I clean a firearm or something, I always put those on. Just good old Harbor Freight stuff, you know. I don't like getting chemicals on me, so I try to be as good as I can be. Patrick, you have a good day. Are you working today, by the way? And then I'll let you go.
I am not. I went down and took my general test this morning. And then now I'm taking the wife around, letting her do some Christmas shopping. Right now I'm just sitting outside, letting my knees rest.
Well, I got a text here, and I was reading it. Well, that's good you are. And it's hard to do when I got my hands in gloves here. Well, it was on the net last night anyways, and so it was public, but I appreciate getting that text. But you take care out there, Patrick, and have a great day, and there comes Bernice down the stairs, and you have a great day. 73, this is N0TR, be clear with your final.
Miss Bernice, have a good day. Enjoy this beautiful day out here. Try to get outside some. And I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX. And I'll be clear on you. Clear. Step 3.
4 Tango Juliet, Quebec to last station at Lake Cunningham.
That's me, Houston 0TR.
I provide you with a landline number. Could you use that when you're not real busy in the next little bit? No rush.
Stand by just a second. I gotta get my gloves on. Give me your call sign, please.
Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec.
Name?
Johnny.
Johnny, go ahead with that number.
Area code 304-4933. 304-4933.
And I'll call you right back here, Johnny. KO4 Tango Juliet, Quebec. This is in 0TR. My name's Tom. 73. Patrick, this is in 0TR.
KO4HKX.
Message here and said I was probably wrong. It was a different one. But I understood it was this one, so I just wanted to say I apologize for that. But I know this one real well, and so I'll just correct myself there. A close friend of mine said I was talking about the wrong Robert. My mistake. Anyway, 73s, and I'll talk to you later, Patrick. Send 0TR.
Peace, Tom. Thank you.